אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
My name is Dvir Abramovich. I'm chairman of the Anti-Defamation Commission, which is an organization established in 1971, fighting anti-Semitism and all forms of hatred.
Dvir, your organization and you are doing a very, very important job around Australia. The latest is you alerted the public about the surge of anti-Semitism in Australia related to coronavirus. What is the connection?
Well, as I keep reminding people, while we may have defeated Nazism in 1945, we certainly haven't defeated anti-Semitism. So anti-Semitism is not history. It's current affairs, it's news that's happening, and the emergence of COVID-19, the pandemic, has actually intersected with an historic surge of anti-Semitism, which we have seen over the last few years here. So in a way, blaming Jews is back in style. It's open season on the Jewish community. And what we have seen over the last few months is that this the fear of the spread of this virus has granted a free pass for those extremists and neo-Nazis and white supremacists to promote and to give voice to their racist and xenophobic views. And I have to tell you, as this epidemic continues to surge globally, we've got more and more confirmed cases, anti-Semitic, xenophobic and hateful messages, as well as conspiracy theories, are proliferating rapidly online. It's quite scary.
It reminds me of the blood libel during medieval time.
Well, we know, of course, that scapegoating Jews and blaming Jews for economic crisis or for the Black Plague or for the poisoning of whales, you know, these are what the old conspiracy theories, have a long history. And what the white supremacists and the neo-Nazis and the far-right extremists are, is to actually use this current crisis to revive and resuscitate all the old anti-Semitic conspiracy myths, like, you know, that the coronavirus is a tool for Jews to expand their global influence, that Jews are using this to actually profit, you know, the idea of the Jews as money hungry. And we've even seen in some digital platforms that people accusing Jews of spreading the virus, you know, saying that the Jews are actually the virus. So it is very, very frightening. And I should also note, Nitsa, that while Jews have been targeted, we shouldn't forget also that we've had the Asian community who's been attacked, and we've had some terrible incidents over the last few weeks of Chinese Australians being targeted and singled out. We had an incident here in Melbourne 2 weeks ago whereby a Chinese family had its home vandalized. So this is something which is affecting many ethnic communities, not just the Jewish community.
What is the answer? How can we combat it? How can we cope with it?
Well, you know, one of the people that I admire is Dieter Bonhoeffer, the anti-Nazi cleric who ultimately was murdered by the Nazis. And he has a phrase that I carry with me all the time, and it's been one of the drivers for the work that I do. And Bonhoeffer said, when you don't say something, you say something. And when you don't do something, you're doing something. So the idea is that silence and inactivity is not an option. And I always say to people that we have to always activate our moral compass. We always have to make sure that when you hear someone, whether it is a family member, a member or a neighbor or a coworker, using an anti-Semitic or a racist slogan, and it may be with or without negative intent, don't be afraid to name it. Don't be afraid to push against it. You have to call it out. We have to interrupt intolerance when it happens. You know, I spoke to a colleague of mine in Europe, and he said, you know, Dvir, it seems that the great legacy of European Jewry is coming to an end. And he said, it's not because they're being herded onto trains and being taken to death camps. It's because increasingly European Jews do not feel safe and comfortable in their own neighborhoods, in their own cities, in their own communities. And he said to me, what we're seeing in Europe today may be a projection to what will happen in Sydney or in Melbourne or in Queensland in the next 5 to 10 years. So if we don't disrupt and interrupt anti-Semitism, racism, when it happens, it sends a very clear message to the anti-Semites that they can keep going, that they can keep doing what they want. So if we fall short, if we don't confront them, it will only mean that they can continue with the war. And, you know, let's not kid ourselves. This is a war. There are people out there. We saw it in Christchurch, in New Zealand, but we also saw it in the Tree of Life synagogue, where 11 people were killed simply for being Jewish. So we need to call out anti-Semitism. This is probably the strongest message I can give to people, that each one of us has to be a soldier in this fight.
We're talking to Dvir Abramovich, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Dvir, connected to the COVID-19, the face masks, and I was very disturbed to find out that Hitler and Bin Laden face masks and bandanas are being sold online.
Yes, so we discovered that AliExpress, which is a subsidiary of Alibaba, one of the great, one of the biggest online retailers, is actually selling bandanas and face masks carrying a picture of Hitler with the name Adolf. It's also selling Bin Laden. We have written to them. We have not heard back. I'm not surprised, because the trivialization and the exploitation of the Holocaust is reaching new depths all the time. This is one of my hobby horses. Those who have followed my work know that I keep rallying and I keep denouncing anybody who is trying to profit or is trying to cheapen the Holocaust. We saw that example. There was another example this week, a story that we broke that has gone viral, and that is a, I don't know how to actually describe it, as a contest. Yeah, it's a contest, which is being run by a network of global extremists, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, called Ms. Hitler 2020. And I think justifiably, Nita, it has shocked the public. People are trying to get their head around the fact that we've got such terrible anti-Semitism, terrible racism, and incitement to murder, is the way I put it. This is a reality that we have to come to terms with. I often say that, you know, the genie of anti-Semitism is out of the bottle, and it will be very difficult to put it back. Another analogy is to say that the lid has been taken off the sewer, and all this poison is flooding and seeping into our community. So we have a battle on our hands.
And it's so easy to spread it with the social media.
Well, the internet, I often remind people that a day before he committed suicide, April 29, 1945, Hitler left his last will and testament. And in that particular note, which I would encourage people to read, he predicts that it will take centuries for anti-Semitism to return. And yet we know from the data that we have and from what we are seeing in the news that he was absolutely wrong. I don't think he could have predicted also the advent of the superhighway. I mean, the internet is a wonderful thing, because it means that we can share knowledge and stay in touch. But it's also provided the anti-Semites, which I call the final solutionists, you know, the Hitler worshippers. It's provided them with a perfect weapon, because they can now spread and promote their toxic ideology, their violence, their incitement anonymously, inexpensively, and instantaneously. So that has provided them with a platform that they can reach millions of people and do it very effectively and very quickly.
Dvir Abramovich, chairman of the Anti-Defamation Commission. Thank you so much. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.